This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Department of Veterans Affairs says it wants to end veteran homelessness by 2015, just a couple of years from now. A big part of getting that done is going to be helping homeless vets get their disability payments on time, because those checks can make the difference between sleeping under a roof or sleeping out on the streets. Problem is, the VA's benefits system is overwhelmed. The average wait time is more than 8 months. In some places, Phoenix, Arizona among them, that wait can stretch to a year, as Samara Freemark reports.
If you're not a veteran, you probably have no idea how to file a VA disability benefits claim. So I'm going to break it down for you. Step one, call around to maybe a dozen offices to round up a stack of paperwork that proves you were in the service and that you've got a disability. Step two, make a bunch of appointments with doctors. Step three, submit all your forms and paperwork to the VA. And finally, step four, and this one, I have to warn you, is a bit of a doozy. You wait. Usually for a very long time. Now, imagine doing all those steps when you don't have a place to live.
When you live in a van, it's very hard.
That's Hubert Moore. He's a homeless Vietnam veteran in Phoenix. And for years, Moore didn't even know that he was eligible for disability payments. When he finally learned about them 2 years ago, he was living in his car. No safe place to keep documents, no computer to look up information, no phone to make calls. Often not even a good way to get where he needed to go to make a claim.
If you don't have the gas to go down to the main office, then that means you have to catch a bus. If you don't have money to catch a bus, then of course you have to walk. I had to come from way across town, 15 miles from where I was, to go to the office just to make this claim. It took me about 6 or 7 hours just to get there.
2 years later, Moore is still waiting for his benefits. The last he heard from the VA was an email. They said he'd be getting a ruling soon.
I've been trying to figure out putting soon together. Is it soon as a month from now? Or is it 10 months from now? Another year from now? How soon is soon? I still haven't figured it out yet, so I don't know.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says disability benefits payments can help lift veterans out of homelessness or stop them from becoming homeless in the first place. And so the VA gives priority to claims made by homeless veterans. And each of the 57 regional VA offices across the country has a homeless outreach coordinator. Their job is to get the word out, help veterans through the process. But in cities like Phoenix, which has both a large homeless population and a big backlog of claims, there's only one coordinator for more than 1,500 homeless veterans. And so while the VA is doing its best to reach out, it may not be enough.
I used to jump over the fence when I was a kid.
On a recent Tuesday morning, three men sat in the waiting room of the Madison Street Veterans Association, which is a homeless shelter in downtown Phoenix. Bill Gallo was one of them. Last month, Gallo filed a benefits claim for Agent Orange-related diabetes, but he had found the process confusing, and so he'd been waiting here since 6 a.m. to meet with Phoenix's outreach coordinator.
I hear he's real good at getting the guys with disabilities. I need some help because, you know, going in there by myself just doesn't work. And I need somebody on my side to push it forward or get it done right so I can at least get something.
5 hours later, the coordinator still hadn't showed. There had been some mix-up with his schedule. He was actually at a different site that morning. And so Gallo gave up for the day. He'd have to wait a little bit longer to get help. Terry Araman is the program director at Madison Street.
If we continue along the path that we're on right now, we're going to get even more bogged down.
For now, Araman's shelter serves mostly Vietnam veterans. But he's looking ahead to a new generation, returning veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. A group, he says, that will be at risk for falling into homelessness and who will need their disability benefits.
The country is going to be flooded with veterans coming back from these two wars. You know, and here we are already bogged down. We're already way behind. So if we don't start gearing up now, we're going to miss the boat again, and it's just going to get worse.
How much worse? We'll know soon. In Phoenix, I'm Samara Freemark for Marketplace.